This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A container ship smashed into a four-lane bridge in the U.S. port of Baltimore, Maryland, in darkness on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The bridge collapsed and sent cars and people plunging into the river below. Paul Wiedefeld is the secretary of Maryland Department of Transport.
At this time, this is an active search and rescue mission. We know there were individuals on the bridge at the time of the collapse working on the bridge, contractors for us.
ABC News, citing an unclassified U.S. intelligence report, said the ship lost propulsion as it was leaving port, and the crew on board notified Maryland officials they had lost control of the vessel. Tuesday's disaster may be the worst U.S. bridge collapse since 2007.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. U.S. defense leaders on Tuesday met with Israel's Minister of Defense as the United States warns against a ground invasion of the southern city of Rafah, but tensions between the allies put any progress in question.
In Gaza today, the number of civilian casualties is far too high, and the amount of humanitarian aid is far too low.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the meeting with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant would address alternative ways to target Hamas and Rafah. Gallant says the session would focus on ongoing threats to Israel and how to destroy Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead with Israel's offensive. He blasted a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a pause to the fighting, saying on Tuesday it had emboldened U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas to reject a separate ceasefire proposal. This is VOA News. A British court said on Tuesday Julian Assange can't be extradited to the U.S. on espionage charges unless U.S. authorities guarantee he won't get the death penalty. The ruling is a partial victory for the WikiLeaks founder. Two high court judges say they would grant Assange a new appeal unless U.S. authorities give further assurances within 3 weeks about what will happen to him. The U.N. Refugee Agency reports violence in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo has reached a devastating level, forcing millions of people to flee for safety. It says 2 years of conflict has uprooted more than 1.3 million people from their homes, bringing the number of internally displaced people in the region to 5.7 million. Lisa Schlein has more for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency is calling for urgent action to end the violence, which is threatening the lives and well-being of civilians in North Kivu, South Kivu, and Ituri provinces. It says official and makeshift displacement sites are overflowing, with people desperately seeking shelter from indiscriminate bombing and other human rights abuses. The UNHCR reports armed groups in the region increasing are using heavy artillery. This amid reports of bombings targeting civilian locations in the Minova region of South Kivu. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
10 years of documenting more than 63,000 migrant deaths shows global migration is more lethal than ever, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma explains.
A decade's passed since the launch of the Missing Migrants Project, which has documented more than 63,000 deaths around the world among people fleeing conflict and persecution. The International Organization for Migration says the reported deaths are likely only a fraction of the actual number of lives lost, with the deadliest year for migrants, 2023. Even when deaths are recorded, it says more than two-thirds of the victims remain unidentified. Despite measures, smugglers always seem to find lucrative methods, leading migrants and refugees on longer and more perilous routes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Supreme Court seems likely to preserve access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in America last year in the court's first abortion case since conservative justice overturned widespread access 2 years ago. Such a decision would leave the current rules in place, including sending the drug through the mail. The election year decision is expected by early summer. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.